Hi, this is Lori Berkner.
This is James Robert Webb.
This is Alicia from Fans of Jimmy Century.
I'm Liz Kennedy.
Hi, everyone. This is Cliff Beach. You're listening to the Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. The new season of the Sounds of Christmas has begun. I'm excited about playing all your favorites again this season, along with lots of new music. I've already added around a couple hundred new songs to our library, and it's still early, so I know there's going to be plenty more new stuff to come. There's a page on our website called New for 2025, and I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, and that should give you a good idea of a lot of the new music we're playing this season. That page does cover a lot of it, but by no means does it cover it all. I'm sure there are releases I've already missed, and as things get busier and busier, there will probably be others that I don't get a chance to post there. It's not intentional, and my apologies for any that I have already missed or that I miss over the next month or two. I would like to also mention the singers and bands that are supporting us this season. The Sounds of Christmas doesn't run a lot of commercials, and what we do run mostly just keeps the station going. It's never been a big moneymaker, and it was never meant to be. It's just a way I can share my love of Christmas music with as many as I can, and if I can do that without it costing me a small fortune, all the better. You're going to have the opportunity, if you choose, to meet a lot of the singers and musicians who are supporting us this season on upcoming episodes of the Sounds of Christmas podcast, but I'd like to take a few moments and introduce them to you. First, a huge thank you to those who are returning. These people have been with us for multiple seasons, and I'm very grateful that somehow we found each other and share our love of Christmas music. This year, there are 17 artists that are supporting us as we start the new season, and 13 of them have been with us at least one time before. I have to start with Kenny Davies. He says his song, Christmas Rap, is the true story about Santa. He recorded it and posted it to YouTube around Thanksgiving 2012, and he's been sponsoring us season after season. I don't think he joined us that first year his song came out, but it's been almost that long. In fact, he's almost always the first one to sign on for the next season, sometimes as early as the spring. In fact, I think last year it was January. I think this year marks 7 in a row for Suzanne's band. This year they have 2 new Christmas singles out, Coming Down for Christmas and Falling, Falling, Falling. I talked to Suzanne recently on the Sounds of Christmas podcast, and she says there just might be more new Christmas music next year. Lori Berkner is back for her 6th time. Recently, she released her 2nd Christmas album, Another Lori Berkner Christmas. Her previous Christmas album, simply called A Lori Berkner Christmas, came out around 10 years before, and she said she thought, after 10 years, it was time for a sequel. Cliff Beach is back with us for his 5th time. Last year, he released the gospel-flavored single of O Come All Ye Faithful, and this year, he has 2 new singles on the way, an original called Every Christmas I Fall For You, and a cover of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Dan Ashley is also back for his 5th time. He has a great Christmas single, a cover of My Favorite Time of the Year, and you may know the original by the Florence Street Band. Last year, he gave us a new single, Put Up the Lights, and this year he has a new original single on the way called Let It Ring. Liz Kennedy is back too, also for her 5th time. Last year she gave us her 3rd original Christmas single, Lizzie's Christmas Sleigh, and she previously released the singles Snow in San Francisco and Snowman Moon, A Christmas Crime, which she says she hopes captures that magic that is found in love and also at this very special time of year. Linda Imperial is also back for her 5th time. Recently, she released an original Christmas single called Christmas in the Tropics, and she's previously released Christmas You and Me and a version of her favorite Christmas song, Little Drummer Boy. David Arkenstone is back for his third following the recent release of the album Winterlude. David has released around 80 studio albums in his amazing career, along with soundtracks and video game scores, including a number of songs for World of Warcraft. He's also released many Christmas and Christmas-themed albums and is heading out on his Winter's Eve tour with David Arkenstone and friends, which kicks off November 30th. Singer-songwriter Michelle Malone is back for her third year. A couple years ago, she nationally released a Christmas album with the Hot Toddies called Toddy Time, which follows a previous Christmas single, a Christmas album, and lots of other Christmas goodies on her website. James Robert Webb is also back for his third year. Last year, he gave us a fresh version of Old Toy Trains, and this year, he has a new single, Merry Magical Christmas, which comes from a movie that he's also starring in, as himself. Luminar Christmas is back for their second year in a row following last year's release of their second Christmas album, Mistletoe Madness. Led by a former member of Mannheim Steamroller, their sound can be described as a blend of Mannheim Steamroller's holiday classic vibes, the high-energy rock of Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and the cinematic atmosphere of Hans Zimmer. Fans of Jimmy Century are also back for their second year in a row, following last year's release of their first holiday album, A Couple of Holiday Spirits, Halloween Perils, and Christmas Carols. You probably heard tracks from the Halloween side of their album in October, when we were the Sounds of Halloween, and now that the new season of the Sounds of Christmas has started, you'll get to hear their Christmas songs. And Judith Owen joins us for her second year in a row, following last year's release of her album, Judith Owen Swings Christmas, a very cool jazzy album that will keep you moving throughout the season. It follows the previous Winter Wonderland EP and her holiday release, Christmas in July. As if that wasn't enough, there are some super talented, amazing singers and musicians joining the Sounds of Christmas this year for the first time. Melanie Day joins us with her first Christmas album, Christmas Time, which was recorded with Dan Wright. Striper is also joining us this season with their first Christmas album, The Greatest Gift of All, on the way in just a couple weeks. Dianya Marie is with us for the first time, too, with her first Christmas release, the single Missing You Underneath the Mistletoe. And The Hound and the Fox are with us for the first time, too, with their new album, Married and Bright, Duets for the Holidays, which is on the way soon. I'm very grateful to each and every one of these artists for supporting the Sounds of Christmas this season, and I wanted to mention them here, even though you'll get the chance to meet most of them in upcoming podcast episodes, though quite a few of them have already made appearances on this podcast, and you can check those out right now if you haven't already. And of course, you'll get to hear their music on the Sounds of Christmas station now that our new season has begun. I probably should take this opportunity to let you know, just in case you're new to us, and also just in case you're not new, but maybe you don't remember, just how to listen to the Sounds of Christmas. There are three pretty simple ways to tune in. First, simply click on the player on the front page of our website. This way, you can listen to us as long as you're on that page, even if you open other windows. Second, you can click on the tree on our front page. That opens up a pop-up player so you can keep listening to us whether you stay on our website or go check your email, Facebook, etc. You can keep listening as long as you keep that pop-up player open. Both of those options are also available on the Listen Now page. I also want to mention that some browsers don't show the player for some reason, and in those cases, you'll only be able to click the tree for our pop-up player. And third, you can download our free app on the Google Play Store for your Android device and take us with you wherever you go. I know there have been some issues with the app, not that it doesn't work, but that sometimes it's just hard to find. And hopefully that will be resolved shortly, maybe even by the time you're listening to this. I know that you may not be ready for Christmas music yet, but when you are, we're ready for you. The Sounds of Christmas is playing the best variety of Christmas music with all your favorite tunes and favorite artists, along with hundreds of brand new songs. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.